in the heart of this Sony PlayStation is a very interesting computer architecture called the CellBE processor. It was a joint effort by IBM, Toshiba, and Sony. And even though it's a great gaming console, that particular architecture has some unique features that are really interesting from a computer engineering point of view. And what we ended up doing, because of the price performance that you gain from gaming console, the PlayStations were very intriguing. And therefore, we said, hey, what if we had a whole bunch of PlayStations? Could we program them?
So the reason to do this, and when I first read it, I said this has to be a joke, because the PlayStation is actually developed in a way that has some unique characteristics that make it almost better than you could get otherwise, particularly for the amount of money that you pay for it.
That's exactly. It's a cost advantage for us. And the difference was is that there are other architectures that were developed that have this really good architecture inside it. The problem was they were very costly. So something that costs $7,000 to $10,000 and has very similar capabilities, could you do something with a box?
Yeah.
In this case, it's only a cost $300 to $400. Then the next question was, if you had a lot of them, if you scaled them, what else could you do from a high performance computing aspect?
Almost tie them all in together.
Right, and that's what we ended up proving and developing over time here. And what we just had in December was the Condor cluster was our initial or ribbon cutting ceremony. What we ended up doing was now having 1,716 such Sony PlayStations all connected over the same network, working together and collaborating in such a way that we can scale and do a lot of high performance computing.
And DoD doesn't go to like Best Buy and buy them. I mean, that's why I had trouble buying one at Christmas time, because you guys have bought them all. That's not the way this works, right?
No. And actually, the new PlayStations we couldn't use. They call it the slim version. We had to actually go to a model that was built a little before that. And so when we started the procurement process through this, we actually did have to really look hard for this quantity of PlayStations in the architecture and the production model we needed. And we were fortunate and worked with another vendor, not actually Sony, who would allow us to buy that quantity.
Wow. I got to ask, how did you find out that the PlayStation was a good route to go to be able to do what you got to do?
About 4 years ago, one of our senior scientists, Dr. Richard Linderman, asked that question. Can you develop applications very specific to these needs on that architecture, which happened to be a Sony PlayStation? So it didn't take a lot of investment money to buy a few of them to try it. Once it worked, then I guess people started dreaming, could you do this on more and more, and what would be the limitations? And that's kind of what our new Condor cluster lets us basically explore.
You talked about it a little bit, but go into a little bit more depth about the challenges that you have this Condor cluster attacking. What is it working on?
Yeah, the three specific areas that are very interesting to us and we apply a lot of our resources to. One is basically what we call very large, high-resolution signal image processing. And in that area, we're working with millions, even up to billions of pixels. And that kind of resolution is equivalent to like 150 high-definition televisions all at once. The signal processing and the applications work very well in this CellBE architecture that happens to be at the heart of the Sony PlayStations.
Well, we're talking to Mark Barnell. He is the director of the high performance computing at the Air Force Research Lab. I'm sure one of the questions you often get, because I have a PlayStation, as I mentioned, and I don't play games that much, but I got it because it's a Blu-ray player. You turn that stuff off?
Yes, basically to maximize.
That doesn't help. That's not really the reason why you got them, right?
Nope, not at all. The controllers, which are really nice, and the Blu-rays that come with every PlayStation are actually not used at all. And so, in the essence, to make it more efficient from computer engineering, all of that, even the Bluetooth stuff, is all disabled.
So this is, in this time of better, faster, cheaper, this is one of these things where it's actually better, faster, and it's ended up costing you guys less money.
Absolutely. And I want to put a caveat, because there's a lot of high-performance computing that goes on. This particular architecture was good at several problems. It's not a general-purpose high-performance computing.
Right.
But for our applications and for our challenges, it met very well, and we did that on purpose. We played to the strengths of what Sony PlayStation could offer us, and therefore took advantage of that.
And so just so I understand, we're not talking about, this doesn't replace your other high performance supercomputers, those kinds of things. This works very well for this specific problem.
Yep. And in general, with other architectures and other high performance computing assets, all this, they work and collaborate together. So there are specific applications that work better in this architecture, while if you work to another problem set, you may use a different architecture altogether.
So I got to ask, because there had to be, when one of your people suggested this, there had to be a little bit of snickering in the office, like, you're kidding, right? This can't, we're using a PlayStation.
There was a lot of that, and as it went through the process, especially the purchasing and procurement process, I believe there was a lot of that going on.
Yeah, the procurement executives say, yeah, that's exactly, you're building a supercomputer, wink, wink.
Right, and there was, and actually at a previous discussion here where I had a roundtable discussion, I believe some of the other people snickered when they actually had to say the word. And when I was being introduced, he laughed. The person that was introducing me laughed and said, 1716. And it's hard to say because that's a lot of PlayStations.
Create the visual picture of what these all look like, because PlayStations don't look like computers. Are they all loaded into normally supercomputers, big machines?
Yeah, this looks very much like you, I guess, if you were a gamer and you had a dream that you wanted all these PlayStations. They're all stacked and racked just like they were on the shelf at Best Buy out of the box. And they're connected through a lot of network cables. There's about 6 miles of cabling connecting all these equipment together. And it really looks just like you would think if you just were to put them on a baker's rack.
Like a dream at Best Buy.
It is. It really is. It's a little loud in there, but it's like that.
And if you are a gamer, my goodness, you could play a lot of games at once.
I guess you could. I think that'd be difficult, but you could. And in our case, obviously, we don't do any of that. But we do have a lot of researchers who are trying different applications on there, and it's interesting to watch the innovation when you allow people to basically dream a little bit.
And yeah, absolutely. And it had to be just amazing to come up with that idea, and you got to give them a lot of credit for that. When you move forward, once these solve that problem, I actually don't know. Is this the kind of thing where it gets solved, and so then you go, okay, we're done with these?
I think so. In some way, the aspect of always in the research lab is obviously to learn and gain from our experiences.
Right.
But I do believe what was necessary for us in this case is that we've gotten better at being high-performance computing interactive. And the whole thing that we do with our high-performance computing facility is that it's a very interactive way that we get around. So we allow the user to have quite a bit of flexibility. In doing so, we learn. And when we go to the next architecture, which is coming around the corner, and whatever that may be, I believe we'll take some of the lessons learned and apply it to the new architectures, but in a better way.
Wow.
This was just one of these examples where I think something that was an idea just became a reality, and I won't be surprised in a year or two if something reoccurs very similar.